Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Oh,
I thought I heard two more questions in there. They cut them off right after that one. Wow.
Get out of there.
Okay, so we got a good
updates.
Good brag of the week candidate there about the story on Zach Kerr.
Yep, can't wait for that.
But, yeah, interesting updates on Gonzo. Not that they were ready with the follow-ups necessarily. But
I like the follow-up on Trevion Henderson had a hold.
Vrabel said he expects him to do something in practice. There was a follow-up question about Trevion Henderson.
Yeah, he's holding guys.
And then they got it. Is that what it even was?
He's basically like, yeah, he had holds. Do you want to try to teach him not to hold? He's like, yeah.
I missed that. I heard the Henderson part, and I just I was ready to spike a remote in here. But okay, he expects him to do something in practice. Could he play this week? Sure. Curran got into a whole exchange with him about injury information and how much you should offer up and why Vrabel won't give out timelines, etc. And then there was a follow-up question even later on where he was asked about Gonzo's mindset. He got a little snippy with this. He said, guys, locker room's going to be open in a little bit. Go ask him.
So maybe we'll hear from Gonzalez in a few minutes, or at least we'll get some quotes from him and whatever else. So
if he's available, that to me is pretty telling.
Yep.
You know, obviously once he's out on the field, we'll get a practice report. Then we'll really know. But, yeah, if he's just made available on the heels of being on Good Morning Football,
it's good.
Well, then maybe he's out there. That is good.
So I feel like if he's out there today and he said he'll do some things, that strikes me as he'll pop up as limited on the injury report today.
That would be based on listening to Vrabel there. And I didn't think this would be the case, so I was wrong about this. But listening to Vrabel, I agree. I'd expect him now to be limited.
And then not only that, but I feel like it does put this Sunday in play. And then I would say the following Sunday, barring a setback, which maybe there already was a setback, we don't really know, then it'd be almost guaranteed that he plays Week 4. If you start practicing now... I could see them maybe missing this Sunday's game, but you don't have six practices. I'm sure there are some examples and we can point to it and be like, well, that guy did that. But for the most part, if he has six practices under his belt, even if they're all limited, I feel like that game against Carolina, he could be out there.
I would say, again, let's see the practice report today. Yeah. I mean, this is what Vrabel just said. Yeah, he's going to go do some stuff. Is that on the side? Like, what is that? Is he going to stretch? What does that mean?
But it's more than it was.
It's definitely more than it was. So that's very encouraging. I'd say if he's out there today, even in limited capacity, he could play this weekend. He should definitely play against Carolina. And, okay, well, that's quite an abrupt change from Curran yesterday saying Buffalo.
Very exciting.
And, I don't know, kind of wondering where he was at. Vrabel did still get a little annoyed there, but that one, I would say, is lashing out less at Gonzalez and more at... Well, guys, I'm not going to speak to his mindset. Go ask him.
Yeah.
Especially if Vrabel knows he's available today.
I don't even think that was snippy. And then he even kind of followed it up being like, you can ask him about any player. I'm not going to – that is a tough question for coaches to answer. Like, well, how does this player feel? Ask him. Like, go ahead. That's why we have this. Like, they have their media availability. How does he really know about how he feels?
If Gonzo's available, it'll be the first time. So maybe people have tried to ask him. He hasn't been available.
So true. Hey, so, I mean, he has the out today.
Yeah.
I guess he didn't ask him last week. But
if Gonzo's available to the media today, I think, again, that would be telling in its own right. And then Vrabel's like, okay, well, locker room's going to be open. Go talk to him.
As the text line points out, nobody is more ready for a good quote than Gonzo. So get ready. Get ready for something good
today. I think the locker room should be opening about now,
so we
should know.
Look, if he's talking, great sign.
Very good.
Vrabel's directing you to go talk to him, so I'd imagine he'd be available. But
if he's limited in practice today, that's a great sign.
The only people that could have asked him about his mindset was Good Morning Football. That's the only people. He hasn't talked. So the only people who could have asked him was yesterday.
Yeah, but they asked him about Vrabel jumping in the pile even though he wasn't practicing.
There you go.
Yeah. Let's get under the hood a little bit.
So I would say, look
at the wheel.
Look, I didn't expect this, even as of 15 minutes ago, I didn't expect this.
That's good. That's positive.
But that is a positive update. What do you think about his answer about, I thought we were playing semantics. Somebody asked him about Drake May motivating him. And he's like, well, we don't want to motivate him. We want to try to inspire him.
Yeah, he's like, you don't motivate pro athletes? I mean, I don't know. It is very semantics.
I feel like that was semantics. I'd like to think what Vrabel was trying to do there, and I'll give him some slack on this. I'd like to think he doesn't want to be seen as taking credit for what Maybe. Something that a player is doing.
I did feel like it was an odd answer, though, because didn't he say something to the effect of, like, if your motivation is to win a title, it's like, oh, isn't that sort of the baseline for everybody?
Oh,
and I know,
point.
Unfortunately, it's not.
He also was like, yeah, if your motivation is to date that cheerleader, even better, he said.
Yeah, I guess.
But I'd like to think, maybe I got to give it a re-listen, but I'd like to think what he meant there was, well, yeah, I mean, if Drake plays well, it's not because of me motivating him. I like to think is what he was at least trying to say there.
That could be right.
Anything else jump out?
Yeah,
those are all the Gonzo stuff and then the mindset stuff with Drake were the two I highlighted.
Yeah, I think another one would be Terrell Williams.
Oh, yeah.
Seems like he's improved, but it may be another situation where Zach Kerr is in charge of the defense again on Sunday.
I think definitely.
Almost definitely,
he said
right?
He's feeling better. He's around. Want to get some continuity. Situation will probably be fluid.
Yeah.
Got to stick to the same plan as last week. We don't want to get into a situation where he's not out there 1 week and then out there the following week and basically –
Okay.
You know, you want to get him right, but you also want to be fair to the players and give them some consistency and some
so that's tough. That's
fair
not
expectation.
Not ideal for anybody involved, but that's what they're dealing with right now. He was also asked about giving a game ball to Andy Borgalis after he missed two kicks.
Oh, yeah.
Did make the 53-yarder.
Oh, sorry. That was
another
good one.
He was quick to point out that he was like, hey, we play a lot of rookies. And I think they're going to have to rely on the rookies because a lot of the second-year players aren't even on the team anymore. It's really just Drake May. The third-year guy, like, you've had these bad draft classes. You're leaning more on the rookies. And I think he knows he's going to have to build him up. Like, you're going to have games like week one where Campbell and Wilson both are like, I don't know. And then they were both great week two. And so you and I, it's easy for us to be like, get rid of Borgalis, see you later. But, like, they drafted him. They're committed to him. It was a horrible start.
Yeah.
But he stuck with him, hit the 53-yarder, wanted to sort of get behind him in the post game, and we'll see what the benefits of that are.
I also thought that was a very disingenuous answer about Borgalis. He's like, well, everybody notices when the kicker misses the kick. It's like, well,
of course.
Yeah. What's he play? 7 snaps a game?
Of course.
He's like, well, you know, you get a false start out there. People maybe notice the O lineman. It's like, yeah, Will Campbell.
What percentage of plays does
Will Campbell
each play guy screw up on?
60 snaps.
Yeah. Right.
Morgan Moses played 60. How many does the stupid kicker play? So, I mean, to me, that's just
six.
7 or 8. Good call.
At most.
So.
That was just a very disingenuous answer. Like, oh, well, everybody notices when the kicker misses the kick.
Of course, that's the job. That's
of
sort of the nature of
it. He's not out there that much.
Always has been, always will be.
Make the kick.
No, no.
Also, these weren't 60-yard field goals. These were extra points. So, yeah, we're going to notice.
Yep. Also, like we've all been saying since late afternoon Sunday, they need to work on tackling. And he even like acknowledged that. Like, that's going to be like a point of emphasis this week. Now, I don't know what that means. Like, I don't know. I don't think you're really going to be taking guys to the ground too much, but maybe you do.
Maybe. And the other thing I don't want to hear, and Curran even did some of this yesterday. He's like, well, you know, you don't hit like you used to in practice. The Patriots definitely didn't. And Vrabel did that by design. They barely were ever in full pads. They were not thudding. Mm-hmm. They were not taking people to the ground. They did none of that.
Yep.
So, you know, if that's the excuse and people want to lean in on that, well, then look at Vrabel on that one. But I would tell you, it's encouraging now on Christian Gonzalez that he could be out there this weekend. I went from no chance to now I'm kind of listening to Vrabel there, that he's probably out there this weekend. If he's out there, how much does that change your stance on their chances this week? Let's say.
Oh, even better.
Fast forward to Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
I already felt like they'd win this game, but I feel much stronger about that if he's out there.
Oh, much stronger, because it feels like, you know, even if he's out there, and we saw it when he was in Seattle, but DK Metcalf, you can have like, Good stop, 60-yard touchdown to DK Metcalf. And you're like, ugh, like you're doing everything well, you're about to force a punt, and then he has a 60-yard touchdown. You have a guy like Gonzalez out there, well, that chance is still in play, but it goes down significantly.
Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
First question, too, was about winning back-to-back. I think Gonzo gives him a better chance to do that.
I liked, actually, Vrabel's answer a lot about that because he's been asked.
That was good, too.
He's just like, listen, there are a lot of stats out there that I'm not super familiar with, nor do I need to be, basically, because it's like... A
lot of stats I'm not familiar with or concerned with.
Yeah. Which is true because, like, it's, hey, this hasn't happened since 2022. He's like, great, I wasn't here for that. I wasn't here last year. Wasn't here the year before. There are a lot of bad stats about not winning back-to-back games, not winning, you know, not having a winning season, like all these different ones that you can present to him, but he really shouldn't care about it. It doesn't affect him. Robert Kraft might be more interested in it. He's lived through all of it.
I'd say it should be a good goal of his to put an end to some of those streaks.
Well, yeah.
But those are not his fault. That's true.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.